when we tried actually to find something new, it was, of course, we went totally over the top. I mean, if you hear just electronic meditation, I mean, it's totally over the top, you know. I mean, it's a very, from my point of view, very kind of a historical or hysterical, it's both a bit the same in this case, a record, you know, because that shows you're just getting away from everything which doesn't belong anyway to us. You want to get away from American tradition, we're not Americans, you know. So that was a very schizophrenic situation, you know. You got away from something which you never was your own, and the other time you created something which was really your own, but nobody didn't want to hear it. You should hear what the people said in the radio station when they heard the first albums of us, you know. They said, oh, God. Yeah, it was the first time they checked the turntable because it was broken or something like that, because it was always repeating it, you know. And the other thing said, you know, they just looked around the place, you know, never try to look in your face because they just said, you know, if I look at him, probably, oh, no, please not, maybe he'll see something, you know. It said totally idiots, you know. And, okay, which is quite normal with avant-garde stuff in general, you know. But for us here, it was such a big break. But at this time, you know, they were not really, synthesizers were not really available, you know. And so I just had an organ, which a friend gave me, and I just modified it, you know, to open it and had the plug, so all the plugs and the contacts. You say, okay, what happened if I put that to this? And I was switching them to different points, you know. I mean, okay, there was no harmony anymore. But when you touch the keyboard, you know, something strange happened, you know. And I said, oh, that's a great sound, you know. And that's, for example, the whole electronic, which is on Ehrlich, you know, is kind of a short circuit of an organ, you know, which broke down, of course, you know, because... It was the first try, you know, just to escape, you know, from that pressure on the one hand to do that Anglo-American music, and the other hand to create something which I could say at least, you know, I created that, you know, it was not a copy of anything, you know. Probably I could have gone to a flute or whatever, you know, but at this time, you know, I was very affected by this kind of, yeah, not describable sounds, you know, because even the flute, you know, played very perfect and ever. It is a flute, you know, but now, at this time, you know, you could play an instrument where you could never say, well, what is that? What does it mean? Or what, you know, the sound suddenly was standing on itself without a tradition, you know. The thing which was very good for me that I got also on the sequence and stuff and all that, I got kind of a rhythmical feeling, which is, I think, every musician should at least play 1 or 2 years drums to get the feeling and the physical expression of rhythm, you know. And that helps me a lot, you know, just to compose and to play live and everything, you know, just because when you play with a drummer, you know, for me it's never a problem because I know how we will play, you know. And I know exactly when he's really on, you know, because I know, oh, that's like that, I would do it, you know, thing like that, you know, and then you just play with it, you know. I think that computers will never replace this human touch of music, you know. I mean, they're a great help and just take away the basic stuff, you know, like the sequences, you know. You still have a basic rhythm patterns, which is great to build on, but you can't leave it with that, you know. So it's always, let's say, like, I mean, if you drive with a car, you know, it's good if the motor is okay, you know, but it doesn't mean that the car drives perfect. It depends on the driver, you know. It's the same with computers, you know. They give you a perfect ground on which you want to build on, but they will never do the rest, you know. Even if you can program them to do the rest, it will never be kind of the rest, you know, because otherwise you can just program, I don't know, every symphony in it and it will sound the same, you know. When you, for example, hear an orchestra conducted by two different people like Bernstein and Carl Böhm, for example, you hear the kind of Beethoven stuff, I mean, it's exactly the same piece, it's the same beat, it's everything is the same, but it sounds totally different. You suddenly prefer this version and not this, you know. It is the same, but there's something different. And that's the thing which is the creativity, which the computer can't replace at all, you know. I mean, the general aim of the instrument itself, apart from what the industry wants or what selling points or what money is that it's kind of like a violin, an instrument for me like a violin, you know. And the same what the people say, you know, I said, the synthesizer, no, it's no instrument because it has knobs and all that things, you know, and cables all around, you know. And I said, I mean, I never saw a violin growing on a tree, you know. I mean, imagine what the people just spend time to create a violin, you know, or even what it means to build a normal acoustic grand piano or upright piano, whatever it is, you know. It's all technique. I mean, the synthesizer is exactly the same, but it just doesn't look so familiar yet.